नौ शिवामन नारायण रूपानुग प्रवरौ दौ शिक शव पियो भजे वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानंग पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माई हम्बल ऑबिसियंसेस अंडर द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई परमाराध्य गुरुपाद पद्म ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर शतशत श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत वामन गोस्वामी महाराज एंड ओम विष्णुपाद परिव्राजकाचार्य वर्य अष्टोत्तर शतशत श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज। आई पे माई हम्बल ऑबिसियंसेस द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई स्पिरिचुअल ग्रंथसायर नित्यलीला प्रसंग विष्णुपाद श्रील भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड नित्यलीला प्रसंग विष्णुपाद श्रील भक्ति स्वामी महाराज। आई पे माई विशन सल वैष्णव एंड वैष्णवी हेडेड बाई टिब्रियन सन्यासी। टुडे आवर परिक्रमा पार्टी, आर यू लिसनिंग?
यस महाराज।
ओके, टुडे आवर परिक्रमा पार्टी हैड गॉन टू कामवन व्हिच हैव हर्ड फ्रॉम श्रील गुरुदेव सो मेनी टाइम्स। As before, you should stay in Kamavan minimum 3 days to 5 days to take darshan. There are so many places. Only by bus, little walking not possible. Have to stay few days, then you can take darshan there. So today, first of all, they went to Bhojan Thali. Bhojan Thali means, thali means plate, bhojan means meal. When Krishna used to go for cow grazing, along with his millions of sakhas, and they used to bring some tikhana with them. When cows are grazing very happily, when they become hungry, then on the top of mountain, there is some place, it looks like a natural plate, some like ball, they put there, and they used to take prasad combinedly there. So today, our devotees have taken so many things from here, some fruit, some sweets, they made some nice bread, cake, etc. They'll offer there and they distribute prasad all devotees. During cow grazing in prasad, sometimes, because Madhumangal was fond of sweets, sometimes they used to eat Madhumangal. They have some pakora, this and that. They take out pakora like there is filling, sometimes cauliflower, sometimes eggplant, sometimes potato, sometimes pumpkin. They take it up and eat it, sometimes capsicum and bell pepper, sometimes other things like broccoli, etc. They'll take it off and eat it. Instead of that, they'll put bitter melon or neem leaves or sometimes very strong chili. They think, oh, this is so nice, they are giving or taking, and when Tarma Madhumangal come, they keep it hide, then put in his mouth. And then Madhumangal became very furious, start abusing, oh, do you know I am Brahmin boy, I'll abuse you, I'll give you curse, and I'll go to Kongso, complain against you. Like this, they make fun. And they used to clap so much. After that, today, they'll go to Bomasur Gupha. Bomasur Gupha means cave. Bomasur means one demon, Bom by name. So Bom means who can travel on the air, on the sky, so Bomasur. So Kongsa sent one after another demon to kill Krishna. Whoever gone there, they never return to Kongsa anymore. So Bomasur told, oh my dear king, why you are so much early? I can kill him very easily. And he told, don't go like Putana and others. Well, I am not so foolish that I'll go like Putana, changing dress, this and that, or not like Chinnavarthana or others. Then he comes, how you'll go? Well, I'll go as a disguise of cowherd boy, because this has so much love for cowherd boy. By this way, I'll do my job. Comes, when you come back, I'll eagerly wait for your congratulations. He went and he entered in among cowherd boy, and every day Krishna and Baladev, they divided into two groups and they used to play. And in the beginning of play, they make a bet who will win the loser party will carry the own the winner party on their shoulder some distance, have to come back again. And there that day they were playing hide and seek on play. So that Bomasuru, what he did, he came in Krishna's side and playing, and then he's taking one after another boy and hiding in a cave. He thought, if I want to kill Krishna in a moment, it's not possible, because he has millions of sakhas. I have to steal them from here one after another. By this way, when the number is very few, then I easily can kill Krishna and Balaram both. So stealing and keeping inside a cave and putting on very big rock, then none can come out. So Krishna is telling Baladev Prabhu, "Oh thou, why Sakha is going? Why is, number is going to be less and less? What is that cause?" Then Krishna, Baladev Prabhu looked towards Krishna as a hint that this is the cause, means this guy is not our friend, he is a demon. Then Krishna ran after him, and they're fighting going on, that the earth was shaking, Mother Earth. Then Baladev Prabhu hold the earth by his feet. So there is Charanchin of Baladev Prabhu, the auspicious foot mask of Baladev Prabhu is there. He hold the earth, then Krishna killed him. After that, very next to Bomasur Gupha, there is a Kichal Pahari. Kichal means the sliding stone, Pahari means on the mountain. It is so slippery, if you sit on the top, immediately come down. So Sakhas used to make fun, used to play every day going there. So here also, when you used to go there, we'll go on top and somebody will little push and immediately come down in a few seconds. By this way, you have to do again and again. So very hard to devotee take back from there. They are not happy by only one, two times slip back from the sliding stone. They'll do again and again. Sometimes Gurudev used to take his danda to control the devotees, to not spend so much time. After that, the party will go to Charan Pahari. Charan Pahari means the footprints of Krishna. On the top of one mountain, there's Krishna's footprints. When Krishna was playing on flute to call his cows, then due to his certain type of melody, the mountain melted like oak, and footprint came there, footmarks. How Krishna stand on threefold, in same way, one is complete, another is little bit, marks are there. Just down the mountain, there is Lukluki Kunda. Lukluki Kunda means, then Krishna and Gopis take bath. Krishna is to come there in hiding way. Lukluki means to hide. So Sakhis are taking bath, and Krishna came, and the Kunda means very big. Krishna is to take a dip from one side, and inside the water, he'll go towards Gopis and catch hold their feet and drag them like crocodile and come back again. So Krishna used to go by hiding to catch Gopi's feet and pull them towards the water, so it's called Lukluki Kunda. In the bank of Lukluki Kunda, Prabodhananda Saraswati used to do bhajan there for a long time. And nowadays they are touching the mountain to make the stone chips. So many mountain has finished. As before, when you used to go to with Gurudev, we have seen some marks of deer and cows. And Gurudev told, before that also, when Gurudev used to go with Param Gurudev, there are so many charanchinna, the austere food marks of Krishna and Sakhas. And nowadays that mountain, no more there, they have demolished. So after that, they will go to Vrindadevi's temple. Vrindadevi's temple means, in the time of Muslim period in India, they are making so much chaos and they want to break Hindu's temple, they did so, and they want to break the deity, this and that. So at that time, India everywhere was monarchy. So king of Jaipur, Man Singh, he came to Vrindavan and he took Diti, each Diti in a different separate chariot, like Sri Madan Mohan, Sri Govinda Dev, Sri Gopinath, Sri Damodar, Radha Madhav, and Radha Vinod, so many Ditis. And they came to, from there to Radha Bank of Radhakund. After that, next day they came to Kamavan and they kept it in Kamavan. So from there, next day Jaipur king took them to Jaipur. But Vrindadevi refused to go to Jaipur. She told, I will not go to Jaipur, only I will be in Braj. So he refused to go. So then he told, I will not go, so I will be here. So then the king took all deities of Vrindadevi still there. So Vrindadevi is a very famous temple there. In same temple, there is Radha Govinda Dev. The original deity went to Jaipur, his representative is here. Then we'll go to the temple of Radha Gopinath and Radha Madan Mohan. In Gopinath, the Radhika is the right side of Krishna and Ananga Manjari. Radhika's younger sister, she is left side of Krishna. And from there, we'll go to the Nandavas Royal Palace. Because Nandavava and Vishwanu Baba, both of them, they travel here and there. So their main place was in Varsanabna, Vishwanu Baba and Nandavava. After that, they traveled so many places. Nandavava came to Gokul Mahavan, then Vishwanu Baba came to Ral. So Krishna took birth in Gokul Mahavan and Vishwanu Baba received Radhika on the Jamuna lotus flower in Ral. After that, they went to Chatikara Vrindavan, near close attached to Vrindavan, and Vishnu Baba traveled. Then after that, they went to Kamavan. They come on to their royal palace. By these days, to travel. So from that, you'll go to place of the hiding place of five Pandavas. So many pastime took place there. When Pandavas on exile, they got defeat in chase game, that they are there and so many chaos came to them. Five Pandavas and their Queen Draupadi also with them. So Bhim, Arjuna all is to go for collecting some fruit, something, this and that. So, and Yudhishthira Maharaj was in his Bhajan Kuti, and Draupadi went to fetch some water. In the meantime, the Duryodhan and other, Duryodhan and their brother, total 100, and they have only one sister, and sister got married. So the brother-in-law, the husband of sister of Draupadi is alone. Later I can kidnap her and make her my own queen, because Draupadi at that time was Miss Universe, so beautiful. So seeing her alone, she could not control her mind. So she told, oh, my sister-in-law, why you are spending on the forest, Pandavas, nothing, have to be here 12 years, how you can spend your life, you are so fragile, you are so beautiful, better with me, I can make you my own queen, prominent queen. Draupadi thought at first that she is joking with her, because brother-in-law and sister, they joke, because Duryodhan's brother-in-law is Draupadi's brother-in-law and Draupadi's sister-in-law, that king, Jayadrath. So he said, you are joking. So then, then he understood that he's not joking. Then by force want to kidnap her. Then Draupadi cried out so much for protection. In the meantime, Bhim and Arjun, they heard her voice that she is in danger. Then they came, very running so fast. And Arjun was the best archer at that time. So hearing her voice, she shoot arrows. Her Jayadrata was kidnapping Draupadi. That road was come in fire, under fire. The judge's chariot could not move at all. The horse could not pass through the so blazing, big blazing fire. After that, he could not understand, the judge could not understand what is going to be happen. Then he saw Bhima and Arjuna is coming, running so fast. Then he give up his chariot at Draupadi. He ran to save his life. But how he can run more faster than Bhima and Arjuna? So they captured him. After that, they took him to Draupadi and they saved his hair here, there, few places and let him see. Then she became very angry and the austerity of Lord Shiva and that get benediction, want to kill Pandavas, but Shiva told no, he could not kill Pandavas. After that, another Leela took place there when Pancha Pandavas are there, Yudhishthira became hungry, became thirsty, and she sent to Sahadeva to fetch some water from the nearest pond. As that nowadays all water is polluted, but at the time of Dwapar Yug, even the time of Mahaprabhu, even we have seen when you are in a village, everybody can drink water, water is so pure and so nice, so tasty. So Sahadeva went to fetch water. In the meantime, one Yaksha in aerial voice came and, please answer my question, then he can take whatever else he'll die. So they don't care, he died. Then Nakula went. Then Arjun, Bhim, one after another died. Then Yudhishthira came himself and aerial voice came, answer my question first, then he can drink my water otherwise. He'll be get some destination like your brother. Then you can ask question, then he ask question, Yudhishthira answer all question, like what wonder. Then Yudhishthira told, every day the human beings are dying, and seeing this, still we could not understand what is my destiny after that. So by this way, they're going and people still became very pride and puffed up. This is the most astonishing thing. So this way, then asked, who is the happy? Told, who never take any death from others or from bank is most happy person. Then this is so many questions he asked and he answered. After that he told, to whom you want to alive? Then he told Nakula, well, why? The Bhim and Arjuna are so stronger. He told that my mother are two. So I am the eldest son of my mother Kunti and Nakula is the eldest son of my mother Madri. So if I alive, my then elder brother or elder son of my other mother must be alive. Then he benediction, all your brothers must alive. By this way, that benediction. When Pandavas were in exile, so Duryodhana want to make him, want to show the whole world they are so miserable position, or they make fun and making so many nonsense things. So seeing this, the heavenly planet, Indra could not tolerate this because Arjun is the son of Indra, so he sent his army to capture Duryodhana. So Duryodhana, the Chitrasan came and there's big fighting and he makes reason to Duryodhana and taking him to heavenly planet. And Duryodhana was weeping so bitterly. Hearing his weeping, Yudhishthira could not tolerate because Yudhishthira Maharaj was very kind to all. So he told to Bhim, and Bhim, look, Duryodhana is weeping, go and help him. He told, no, I will not go. Let him die. Always he making problem for us and you ask him to help him. I never go. When you are in Gurukul, small boy, then he gave me poison and mixing with sweet rice. and not only that, he throw me in the water, and moreover, when he grown enough, then Duryodhan arranged to kill us, to burn us, with along with my mother, in a luck house. You remember? How you can forget? Just how he insult Draupadi. How is Duryodhan want to make Draupadi naked, and you want to ask to help him? And for them, we are give up our own kingdom and wandering in the forest. Why good help? Let him die. I will not go. Then Bhim walk out from there. Then Yudhishthira told to Arjun, oh Arjun, please help him. You are my dearest brother. So Arjun, from here, he fight with Chitrasen and defeat Chitrasen. Now Chitrasen give up Duryodhan and run away to heavenly planet. So what to do now? The Duryodhan, if he drop from there, then his body will finish, will die. So what to do now? He came, this very warrior, weeping so bitterly. Then Arjun made a staircase by arrows, and from there, through that arrows, like a staircase, came down all the way to lotus feet of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And when he came down, oh, I came in the lotus feet of my enemy. Then he became very furious. So I have to take revenge for that. But Pandavas are so powerful, direct way he could not take any revenge. So he was thinking how to take revenge. One day, Maharshi Durvasa came visit to Hastinapur. Then Duryodhan feed him very nicely and do so many for him, and he became very happy. Then Durvasa Rishi told, Varang Bruhi means ask for any benediction. And they said, oh, Rishi, you are so kind. If you are so happy with me, so I only want benediction. Okay, you can ask. My brothers, my cousin brothers, due to the chess game, they are traveling here and there, have to give up their royal palace. I like that, but due to condition of this game, they are bound to go there. So be merciful to them. And like you became my guest, I feed you and you are all disciples. So one day be their guest. But one condition, when Draupadi Devi will eat, after he will go. Because Draupadi Devi has one kind of certain type of cooking pot donated by Sun God. So unless until Draupadi not eat anything, million, billion, trillion people will come, she can feed, it still will be complete, no end of that food stuff. So Duryodhan knows this thing, so he told to Durvasa go after when she ate everything. And after eating, when he clean and keep upside down, no more food stuff will be there. Next day when sun will rise, after that is possible again. So after, before that prasad, Yudhishthira used to send Bhim, Duryodhan, Sasanta himself, they crowded, if anybody is there for prasad, anybody's prasad, who will come the same first after that? At last, Pandavas will take, then after Pandavas, Draupadi will eat. So by this way, they used to spend their life in forest. Even in royal palace, they used to do same thing. So, not hearing nobody is there, then she served Pandavas. After Pandavas eating, she took prasad and cleaned the cooking pot and keep upside down. So after some time, Durvasa Rishi, who is very mystic yogi, she understood that they have taken prasad. She came, then Yudhishthira and Pandavas did pranam to him and told, oh Yudhishthira, I came along with my 60,000 disciples, please arrange my prasad. We are going to take a bath and we'll take prasad here. This way you can very happy, yes Prabhu, no problem, please go and take a bath, do your anik and come back as soon as possible. On the other hand, now all Pandavas can worry, oh my goodness, what to do now? If we could not feed the Rishi along with the 67 disciples, how we can survive our life? If there is a battlefield, sometime we may win, sometime Rishi may win. But now we have to die by a curse of that Muni. What to do now? then okay, we can go to Draupadi. Said they, all of them went to Draupadi and told the whole thing. I am sorry, I could not do anything because I have taken my prasad and killed my pot upside down. There is no way to get any prasad till next day. Then they told, okay, we can call Krishna. Because if we call Krishna, Krishna may come, maybe too late. Or if you call Krishna, Krishna will come immediate. They would, okay, no problem. Then he called out for Krishna. Krishna immediate appeared there and told, oh, Draupadi, oh, my dear Sakhi, I am very hungry, very thirsty, please feed me, feed me, feed me. They would, oh, Prabhu, please listen to me. He said, no, I have no time to listen. I am very hungry, please feed me. Otherwise, I will not listen anything, please feed me. Then Draupadi told, listen, today you are in danger. Look what is going to be happen if you not help us. That Maharshi Dhruvasa has come along with the 6,000 disciples, have to feed them. They are coming back just now, otherwise he will curse and finish us forever. They said, for this more minute thing you are calling me? Oh Prabhu, is your love, is it minute for you? Everything is minute for you but not for us. So what to do now? Then Draupadi, Krishna told, okay, I'll bring a cooking pot. Draupadi told, I clean it and keep upside down, but no, still bring. Then Krishna looked around and he found one small pieces of spinach only, nothing else. Krishna somehow other took the spinach out and put in his mouth and drink water and tiptoes me. I am satisfied. As soon as Krishna told, I am satisfied, all world became satisfied. Because when Krishna is satisfied, all universes inside Krishna's stomach all became automatically satisfied. By this way, the Pandavas got rid of some curse of Durvasa Rishi. When Krishna told, I am satisfied, then Krishna told to him, go and call the Rishis, why have been making late? Our prasad is ready, we are waiting, eagerly waiting for you. So Bhim took his club, keeping his shoulder by one hand, by another hand, he making up his mustache. And when he go to the Bimalakunda, Bhanga, Bimalakunda, where Rishi, Durvasa and other, all of the disciples was taking bath, he went there and told, oh Rishi, Mahajit is waiting for you, don't delay. Then Durvasaji became very scared, oh my goodness, Bhim is coming here closer and closer. And with club, if he'll not go, he may mess our head. What to do now? Because once I went to Amarish Maharaj, how Chakra pursue me. And today Bhim is like such a jump, the dead personified. If I not go, he can kill us, everyone here. So due to mystic power, they dip in the water and someone fly from there and run away from there. And Bhim came back laughing, smiling and told, oh, they ran away from there. By this way, Pandav said, there are so many lilas thali are there. Once Krishna was raising cows and gopis were going somewhere, then Krishna met with gopis and told, oh, look, I am so brave, I am so bold, I am so expert. In the time of Sitajuga, I was Lord Ram himself and I make bridge on the ocean. Gopis told, don't boast anymore. You are Ram. How come? Then Krishna told, if you have not faith on me, you can ask Purnamasi Devi. Because Purnamasi, everybody loves and respects Purnamasi so much. And Purnamasi is to tell all the incarnation to the gopis. So when Krishna told, you can ask Purnamasi, then gopi, oh yes, it may be Purnamasi. Yes. Then they told, we have heard in Treta Yuga, Lord Ram made a bridge on the ocean to take us from India to Lanka. So if you are so, and Lord Ram made that bridge, the help of monkey. So in Braj there are so many monkeys, and there is a big pond. So you have to take a cross. If you make a bridge, then you understand you are Ram. Then Krishna played on flute and called monkeys. Thousands and thousands of monkeys arrived there immediate. And what Krishna told by flute, nobody knows, nobody can understand. And all the monkeys, they brought stone and make a bridge. Still that bridge is there. all the water is dry, and now still the bridge is there. Easily someone can understand that bridge is there. So by this way, so many darshaniya places is there, and Guru will speak in evening when the party will come. And the meaning of Kammavan, Kamma means very beautiful bond, means forest. Kamma means Kamana, desire. So if somebody has a desire, this forest fulfills always everybody's desire. So who can fulfill everybody's desire is Kammavan, or who is very beautiful forest called Kammavan. So only we will pray to him that, oh Kammavan, he can fulfill everybody's desire. So you want only one benediction, not any material benediction, that Madhama is Lala, Madhama is darling son, means Gurudev must be healthy and long life to speak Harikatha and give us life, spiritual life for everyone. Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpaturupasthipasindupayavacha. Pavane bho. If any question, please mention. If any doubt, please speak out.